Last time on Reddle's Pub.
I mean, how many non-religious or non-Christian people actually aren't afraid of death?
Very few.
You know, I mean, it's kind of a, it's not that they're not afraid or that they are afraid. It's almost as though they realize that death is just a thing that we experience. It's just one more experience. And that's kind of what reincarnation allowed me to do, is like realize that death is not the end. It's just an experience that we experience. It's something that we just experience and move on to the next iteration of whatever that looks like.
Life,
anyway.
Life is a...
Here are your hosts, Nate and Mason.
Life is a roller coaster in which we ride and have an experience and learn. And then what death does is death brings us off the ride into a break room. Per se, this is what I like to, how I like to think about it, is death gets us off the roller coaster so that we can go into the break room and have our coffee and have our snacks and discuss the ride. And then it's in the break room that we decide, do I want to break because I took that last turn and it hurt, you know, it strained my neck or whatever, strained my back. I need to relax a little bit. So the break room is a place where your soul can rest on the other side of the veil and then eventually decide, does it want to come back or does it want to try something else?
Or maybe it becomes a guide for someone else.
Or it becomes a guide. And I was too scared to turn around, right? And somebody, that thing, which I thought was dead at the time, came and sat on the bed. And I felt my body shift, right? You know, when somebody sits on the bed next to you, you feel yourself shift a little bit. And I remember feeling that weight set on the bed. And I shifted, and I turned around and looked, and there was nobody there. But I could still feel that presence sitting on the bed. I couldn't see it, right? And because I had a nightlight, right? And I couldn't see it, but I could feel it, but I felt peace and strength pulsate from that location. And I remember going, okay. I remember that. I was like, okay. And I laid my head back down, and I passed out. I fell asleep. And that is not the only time that I've experienced that. And people say, oh, that's, you know, that's an angel or, you know, that's Jesus. You can call it whatever you want. But I had an experience. And then to go through the year that I had in 23, right, where the terror and the spiritual awakening, the dark night of the soul that I went through.
What year?
We're in 23, aren't we?
Yeah.
22 last year.
I was trying to point you in the right direction.
I'm trying to get us in 24, bro. So in 2022, I went through the dark night of the soul. And went through an awakening, a shift. And it was terrible. And I had people operating in witchcraft. You know, negative witchcraft around me. Terrifying me. I mean, terrorizing me. And that's where I was having the nightmares. And I remember...
What was the time frame, month-wise?
Time frame? I want to say July, August.
It's almost exactly when mine started.
Yeah.
Mine started in probably late to mid... Late August, mid-September.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it took me months to come out of it.
It was bad. It was bad. For people to physically tell me they prayed that I died, right? I pray that you die, right? And to have those terrifying thoughts, to have the terrifying dreams, and then to have these entities, to have these beings, these guides, show up at the right moment to bring peace and assurance and messages and... To watch them, not physically, but in a spiritual sense, to watch them protect me and to guard me, right, was amazing. And then you want to call them a demon, right? I'm like, that doesn't even
characterized.
Well, it doesn't compute.
It doesn't compute.
Well, it's then you got to think about this idea. I guess people just don't realize that just because you pray to God, whatever your God is, in a negative manner, does not make you any less a witch than on Disney with the big nose and the hair and the wart and boil and trouble and all this shit. You know, I mean, it's the exact same shit.
Yeah,
you know, I've been coming across things these last few weeks where it talks about how, you know, everything you say it's not a curse, it's an encantment. You know, everything you say, which is why you know, maybe that's why we were told in the Bible and in the Christian Bible, you know, watch your language. I'm ad-libbing that, but you know,
watch
Paul said, you know, the tongue is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
It's sharp. And it is. And if you're speaking some shit into existence, you may as well be cursing or blessing. So you got to determine which one you got. And you know what? When you start cursing folks in a certain way, that shit comes back around and bites you every single fucking time.
Every time.
And so, you know,
you're going to reap what you sow.
Yeah. I read something yesterday. It was, and I think I said this last time in the episode, but it's like, you know, witches call it incantations. Christians call it prayer. Buddhists call it meditation. Spiritualists call it manifestation. But it's all the same thing. Atheists call it
placebo effect.
But it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It means it does exist.
Yep.
And if you're proclaiming Christianity and then cursing somebody by wishing they would be dead, then you're no different than the Disney witch. I'm sorry.
Right.
Putting Hansel and Gretel in the oven. That kind of shit.
Two points. Point number one is I always go back to heathenry, right? To Norse paganism. By the way, I love Norse paganism.
As do I.
I tell you what, man. Norse paganism changed my life, changed my worldview.
Yeah. Right? No.
Completely changed my world.
I got you. And in fact, I mean, I don't mean to interrupt, but I really, you know, yes, I don't claim that I awakened until June or July last year. I mean,
this is a journey of years and months.
I don't think I truly awakened until the exact date, June 7th of last year. That was the beginning. I know the exact date. So, but I had been becoming interested in for at least a year, if not longer, in Norse paganism.
Yep.
If only because it was kind of your, it was more about how can I make myself better as a person.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about worshiping any god, although they worship many gods.
Right.
But it wasn't about that. It's almost, in my mind, it was almost like, okay, so these gods don't exist, but I can find some semblance of how I can make my human life, my secular life, my non-believing atheist life better in that sense. And I think that really was the catalyst for it. Catalyst may not be the right. I think that was the prep. Mm-hmm. I think that was the plowing of the field.
Yep. Yep.
And then June 7th, something happened to me that planted a seed that grew in like 2 days and like to kill the brother. I'm just saying that it screwed him up. Yeah. I was fucked for, and I don't even think people realize just how fucked I was for a while.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, boo boo.
What is it, Yogi?
Make sure to check out Reynolds.pub. I love them like I love a good picnic basket.
Yogi, that's a great idea, but what would park rangers say?
Don't listen to him. He's a commie.
So within, for me, Norse paganism began out of curiosity. All of this stuff begins out of curiosity. Is, I see a vein, and it's curious. I'm like, I want to look into this. Let me step in before I go into runes. Let me step back and make this statement.
All right, here he goes.
I'm going to preach.
He's fixing to pull out a Bible.
Duke, you can give me your 10% after the podcast, okay?
Don't give him
shit.
And
then you'll get saved.
Don't give him shit.
Officially, you'll get saved if you sow a seed of 10% into this ministry.
Of 10%.
You will be saved. Hikamosha. All right.
M-E-D-I-C-I-N-E.
What is it? Conan and I.
Cocoa Puffs.
So I had a guy call me a couple weeks ago.
Probably going to throw me some praise music in the background.
You know, some organ, Hammond organ.
The Duke is worshiping.
Oh, the Duke's got his hands raised.
What did Dad used to do?
So he called me and said, hey, this individual, he doesn't like to be the type of person to not know anything. If there is somebody in the room that likes to know or has knowledge that he doesn't know, then he immediately steps up and he has the momentum of, I want to learn, right? But ultimately, it's to undermine the teacher, right? So he calls me and he's like, hey, if anybody would know about this subject, you would, and I'm curious.
When did this happen? Sorry.
About 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
3-4 weeks ago.
Oh, I think you told me about this. Yeah.
And he's like, I want to get into astrology, right? So tarot cards, horoscopes, the moon in so many houses.
Yeah, I don't know what it means.
Right.
I've looked at those charts and they confuse me.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like I'm not smart enough for this shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, Leo, my eldest child, researches that shit.
Yes, she's really good at it.
Yeah,
she's really good at it, and she's helped me on some stuff. So he's like, hey, I want to study this, and I'm like, dude, you are not at a level at all. And I flat told him,
you'd be like, sit down,
you're not at a level to do this, you should not do this. And he's like, well, what are you learning? And I said, well, currently my interest is in voodoo and hoodoo. And the reason
Adam just really blew this dude's brain right now.
Let me put a pin in this. The reason why
I'm studying voodoo, yeah, you put a pin in it, all right.
And hoodoo is because there is a flow within the Southern Pentecostal movement that was greatly influenced by hoodoo and voodoo.
Oh yeah, you look at the whatever their church services are called.
Yes,
it's no different.
It's similar.
It's like
parallel.
Yeah. All you're missing is the chickens.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. So I find that practice very interesting. And to see that greatly influence the Pentecostal movement in the Southern United States is even, because that's what we grew up in, right? And he got mad. And I told him, I said, dude, knowledge, this is his mindset. He looks at knowledge as a piece of paper with a fact on it, right? This is knowledge. This is the piece of paper. And I'm going to take this knowledge and I'm going to put it in a filing cabinet. So when I get into a conversation, I have an ego and I know something about that so I can input into the conversation.
Makes me look good.
Yeah. It's ego-based. And I told him, I said, you're looking at this as knowledge-based collection, but it's not knowledge-based collection. Anytime you gain knowledge, that knowledge is a seed that is planted. And the more you search and the more you read and collect, the more that seed is going to grow. And then what will happen is that seed or that knowledge, that plant or tree, will then be so large that it will link, the root system will link with other plants. And then you will begin to question your own spiritual practices. You will begin to question your foundation, everything. And you are not at a level now at all to be put in that situation. And you will never be capable of questioning your own foundation because how you were raised. So I'm telling you, do not research this unless you're willing to have your world rocked. Of course, he got pissed off, right? And I don't want to say he hung up on me, but he
hung up on you.
He hung up on me. Yeah. So knowledge is a tree that is planted, is a seed that is planted that networks with the other plants and seeds of knowledge that you've gained, right? And that's why I love spiritual research, is because I want to do whatever I can in this life to better myself and to learn the lessons that I need to learn and have as much knowledge on my tool belt as possible to navigate what's happening, right? Because in this decade, I believe things are going to start getting more crazy, right?
Yeah, I think,
and I went way off on that.
Well, I mean, I like that idea because you're right. And I think that's really the difference, if I might say this. And granted, okay, so let me back up a little bit and say this one simple thing, that for the last, probably my entire life, I've been extremely pro-capitalist, extremely pro-Western medicine, Western civilization. I think those things are pretty much the greatest things that's ever existed.
Yes.
You know, even today, I don't think we would have what we have technologically had it not been for the Western mind.
Correct.
I have no doubt in that statement. There's nothing in my mind that would negate that statement. I think that all life-changing physical inventions for the last 1,500 years have been directly due, at least 99% of them, have been directly due to Western civilization and Western logic and rational thought process.
Right.
That's just the facts. There's no denying those facts, no matter who you are.
Yeah.
Along those lines, though, is that with Western civilization, we have completely deconstructed this idea of the Eastern religions.
Yep.
And the Eastern pursuit of knowledge, which is what this is. So that's a perfect example of the difference between Western civilized religion and Western civilizational thought process when it comes to religion.
Yep.
And what you see with you and I, and really I'm that example as well, because, you know, pre June 7th of 2022, I was very much Western civilization.
Yes.
And if it wasn't factual, if it wasn't rational, and if it wasn't logic, it was not something I even cared to entertain.
Yeah.
And so the difference between me and the gentleman you're talking about is I was like, well, fucking Christianity can't hold a candle to logic and rational. There's no way that you can explain Christianity in any sense logically and rationally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's why faith comes in.
Yep.
And I got that. But I was not like, fuck faith.
Right.
There's no sense in it, because all I saw was these fucking assholes behind the pulpit killing people spiritually.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I didn't even see it spiritually. I saw it mentally.
Yes.
Like, I attributed that to your mental capacity, your mental, your individuality.
Yep.
Of who you were, your individuation of yourself. You know, that's completely destructed. And when you look at, okay, so we're facing head down a fucking rabbit hole now.
Do it, man. Jump.
So when you're looking at Christianity or Western influenced religions, what you're looking at is it ceases to be about faith, even though they proclaim faith,
mm-hmm.
and becomes purely about control.
Yes.
Because you have one gatekeeper between man and God at this point that sits between even man and Jesus,
mm-hmm.
because Jesus is actually the one, the way, yes. as opposed to brother so-and-so that gets up behind the pulpit and speaks eloquently and has all the perfect ha's and has all the perfect and shit. You want to hear something? I can break that shit out just as easy as anybody else that stands behind it. I promise you, I can make you happy with my language.
Yep.
Shit, I used to pride myself on it.
Very good at it.
And so when you're looking at that shit and you realize that Western civilization tied into religion turns it into control, which is why it goes back a little bit to back in the day when what I was just saying earlier, in that I don't believe anything in the Bible
And the reason being is because it's so influenced by Western civilization that they would have created it and taken out all the Eastern influence so that they could use control and manipulation and gatekeep and all these things. Because, and the other thing is if you remove reincarnation out of the Bible, and only thing that you can do is be saved by whom?
Yes.
The priest.
Yes.
The pastor. The 1%.
You can't go to hell. I heard a pastor. I had a pastor that would say from the pulpit almost every service, you cannot get to heaven without me.
Yes. And when you say that shit and someone is afraid of going to hell,
yep,
you have complete control over who they are, what they are, what they buy. I actually had a pastor say, don't buy red cars because red is of the devil. The color red is of the fucking devil.
That's
what the fuck? This is a problem.
Yes.
This is a result
of... It's a systematic problem.
This is a result of what you just said, which is fucking awesome how you said it. This is a result of knowledge becoming the sheet of paper that I can write some shit down on so I can look good, file it away in my filing cabinet, and argue with you because you're wrong. So let's take tarot card reading for an example.
Mm-hmm.
I can read the meaning of those cards because they give it to you. I've got a set right in yonder that I've messed with. I can read what those cards supposedly are supposed to mean, but that doesn't mean fucking shit. Because in that card, in that little deck that tells you what these cards mean, that's facts that right. I can file away, and then I can pull out and say, this is what this means. But you watch these real tarot card readers, they're not really using that. Mm-hmm. They're using their own intuition, and those cards almost become part of their ideals.
Yep.
And that's where Western civilization breaks shit.
Yes.
Because this motherfucker's going to go up in here. Sorry.
No,
good. I'm not apologizing. This motherfucker's going to go up in here, start look by, go. He'll probably go buy him a set of tarot cards, read the deck, read the instructions, and be like, this ain't nothing to it because I can file this shit away. I can read tarot cards. And he's going to be fucking some shit up. And here's the problem with that. Here's the big problem with that.
Come on.
Is that he's going to use that from a place of ego. And I'm telling you right now, you start fucking with that shit and start speaking some shit into somebody's lives that you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, that shit's going to come all back around on you.
Yes.
You're going to hurt somebody, and that shit comes around. I don't give a fuck. If we're talking biblical, whatever you sow is what you're going to reap. You start fucking some people over because you think you know everything, because you the man, fuck you, bitch. Shut the fuck up and sit down. You don't know shit. If you're not coming in this without having some, and I'm getting all kind of riled up, you know, started come some on. Shit. You're going to come up in this motherfucker talking about some shit that you don't even know about, trying to hurt somebody, not even intending to hurt. Maybe your intention is not to hurt, but you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Right.
You're coming at this from ego, as opposed to how can I use these cards and speak to God
on a one-on-one.
And use those and allow God to speak through me.
Yes.
And by God, everybody knows I don't believe in
divine first call.
I like to consider it the entity that exists outside of our knowledge.
Boom.
I don't even think words can describe that which exists. That's the reason why I say that which exists. That's the reason why I believe the Jews don't even say God, because there is no such thing.
You're using that to base on ego.
So I can look fucking good. That's evangelism 101, brother. Go to somebody's church. I prayed 500 people through this weekend. Yep. What did you do this weekend? Motherfucker, I went and prayed to Jesus. That's what the fuck I did. What'd you do? You probably went out there and started cussing and sleeping around and all kind of shit. I mean, we see it all the fucking time. This motherfucker come in there with the anointing and then be fucking somebody on the side. Shut the fuck up, sit down. Dude. You got some problems, bro.
That is some major problems.
And maybe it's not that bad. Maybe it's not that bad. Maybe you're not out and out sleeping with somebody or sinning, quote unquote. It could be very well that you have perfect intentions, but if you ain't got your shit straight, then you need to watch yourself. I mean, that's cursing, and I don't mean cussing like fucking.
No, I'm
talking.
That's
you're committing divination,
negative divination,
and you're doing it without proper motivation. And whether you like it or not,
intent.
Yes, the intent.
That's the word.
Is incorrect.
The intent is incorrect.
So don't get me started on this shit, because you cannot. And if we go all the way back, I done went down a whole bunch of rabbit trails all over the fucking place because that's my ADD and a little bit of drink going on right there. you bring all that back around, and all you're wanting to do is prove somebody wrong.
Yep.
He wasn't wanting to know knowledge. He wasn't pursuing the truth.
There was a collection of information.
Hold on. Just one second. Hold on.
Ooh, you might as well give you 10%.
Yeah. So that's right, like, that's like 50% at this point. So here's this. God can send him a lie and he believe an illusion and be damned. Why? Yep. Because he's not pursuing the truth of whatever's in front of him. He's not pursuing the truth of the divination in front of him. Mm-hmm. He's pursuing the knowledge.
Yep.
And if I'm pursuing a sheet of paper, anything can become truth.
Anything.
If I'm not intuitive and I'm not discerning. And yep. I used to...
Up next on Reddell's Pub.
And I used to hate that word because of what it, because of the upbringing that we have. But now it's becoming to where I use discernment almost constantly in my life.
That's right.
I'm discerning everybody that comes in my life. I'm discerning what their motives are, yeah. who they are, and we have to do that. And we've so quantified that and written it down and formulaic. Mm-hmm. You know,
we have libraries filled with that kind of
shit where we can formulate it. And that's one of the problems I have with some of the even non-Christian stuff, where it's spirituality, this manifestation stuff, where you follow these four steps and God will, or spirit will, or universe will, or source will give you $1 million. Okay, that may work, but you've quantified it in a certain way. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's no different than witchcraft.
That's right.
And I'm not even talking about the good witchcraft, because for the record, I believe in good witchcraft. The shit, but it's that negative devil worship shit that I have a hard time believing in as well.